We are not equipped.
Love Talk Radio.
We are desert dwellers.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenn the Geek, and we are live again from Lexington, Kentucky on a Saturday, which we don't do very often.
Well, I'm Jamie Jennings, and yes, we are at the Rolex Kentucky three-day event at the Kentucky Horse Park, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Saturday, April 28th, 2012, episode 391. Good morning, Horse World.
Well, we are here again, and we are set up at the Kentucky Horse Park, and there's Nigel in the background talking. He's the announcer here, been here for 20 years, so you'll hear a little bit of him. It's cross-country day, Jamie.
This is by far, you know, I mean, watching some of the dressage tests yesterday, yes, it's amazing. And then, of course, you know, watching show jumping as a final countdown goes through and you're trying to wait to who's going to be the winner, that's exciting. But I'm sorry, there is no part of this whole entire thing that is more exciting than watching these horses run cross country. And it's just the greatest part of the entire day. How excited are you, Glenn?
I'm excited. It's cross country day. This is the day that horse husbands live for.
Yes.
You know, this is what we live for. The, you know, the dressage, you get through that. I watched 4 tests yesterday.
Wow, that's record-breaking.
It is.
It's such a fascinating test, though, and it was so difficult and so challenging that it was interesting to watch.
Fascinating for about 4 of them, and then
you know
it
what?
Gets to be the
You'd
same
be
test.
You'd be quiet, because you are not the only horse husband in the world.
57 times
and
later.
And my husband actually kind of enjoyed it, and once he realized like kind of what's going on and what he's looking for, he enjoyed it.
Your husband realized he had to be here with you for 4 days. He had to enjoy it. He had no choice. He could not escape.
You're a big jerk. Now, I was again reading the paper this morning, the Lexington Herald Leader. Front page, trainers handle more than their horses, an article about racehorse trainers. Then a whole giant picture of Shane Brown riding in the reining competition last night. And then another article about Rolex. Then in the sports page, there's a whole big giant picture of Keeneland yesterday. And then there's an article about the Colts. Oh, wait, that's a football team. Who cares about that? And then we have inside a giant article about the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event. God, I love Kentucky.
And a friend of our show, Horses in the Morning, actually won the reining competition last night, it's a 3-star. And that was Sean Florida, who's been on our show a couple times from Ohio, and he won a few bucks last night.
Yes, he did. They all, from what I hear, it was packed. Some of my girlfriends went. They said it was really fun. Just to run down the results real quick before we get into too far into the show, just want to let everybody know that no surprise after dressage for me, Arthur and Allison Springer are sitting in first place with a 39.8. Now, if you have ever seen Arthur and Allison Springer compete dressage, it is absolutely chilling how amazing they are. Unfortunately, Allison and Arthur Springer tend to have some spooky troubles. He's a bit of a spooker.
Yeah, and especially when they get to stadium, he has some issues a lot of times at stadium. She does so well, and she's in the lead, and then,
I know. And
disappointing sometimes.
Yeah, and from what I hear, they've really been working hard on all of that. So hopefully Allison
Talk about a beautiful horse.
Oh.
That is a beautiful rider, too. I mean, they're a well-matched pair.
They're attractive.
Yes.
Both of them. William Fox Pitt, sitting in second place with Park Lane Hawk, he is everybody's pick to win. Like, Jimmy Wofford just did a whole big article on how he thinks William Fox Pitt is the guy this year. And he's at 41.3. Laughlin Glenn and Clark Montgomery. Okay, I was watching dressage yesterday. Clark Montgomery goes in and rides, and this horse was stunning. I mean stunning. And we're standing kind of right where the horses come in and out. And as he walks out, his wife and his groom are standing there sobbing. I mean, bawling. And I looked down, and they're waiting on him. They're wiping their eyes, and I looked at him. I'm like, oh, my God, you guys are making me cry, because I was getting teary-eyed. They're like, this horse is so good. This horse is so good. Then I just found out that this horse, Laughlin Glen, is in his stall. They have a giant photo blown up of a grassy hill and a blue sky and a board that says next to it, 5 days till vacation. And it's installed, like counting down the days, like just 5 more days of working hard, buddy, then you're on vacation. Just a great story with Clark Montgomery. And then Karen O'Connor with Mr. Medicott is sitting in fourth place. Jonathan Padgett in fifth place with Clifton Promise. Boyd Martin moved down all the way to sixth with Remington, but he's still got a great score of 45.3. Michael Pollard and Icarus in seventh. Lucy Wiegers.
She's from England, actually, I think this is her second time over here at Rolex.
I can't pronounce her or her horse. Who's Grenetevica Prince.
Yeah, her horse has got a tough name.
47.5. We've got Karen O'Connor again sitting in the top 10. She's at number 9 with Veronica and Andrew Nicholson with Calico Joe in 10th. Tied for 11, we got another American.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
Holder.
If you look at the countries in that top 10, too, the whole world's represented there. I mean, we're all across the board.
Great Britain, New Zealand, and the United States, and some former Aussies that have now converted to our team. the USA are all sitting in the top 10. So it's going to be a great competition. I got to say that Barb Crabo,
I watched it yesterday. What did you think?
I thought that it was so unbelievably accurate.
You've seen a ride before, so you had something to compare
it to. I've never seen a ride like that. You know, you don't see somebody practicing tempi changes, you know, or flying changes as they're just kind of riding around. So I thought it was absolutely amazing. I mean, I had tears in my eyes. I took, like, I just put my camera on sport, and I went click, 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 the whole entire test. So I actually, if you just go through my camera and you hit forward, 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 it looks like she's doing the whole test again in, like, stop-motion technology because I took so many pictures. But I was really proud of her. She ended up,
right
in the middle. I find her. She was, like, 20.
I can see while you're looking. I can see what they were saying about the test.
There it is.
And what an odd test to see. You get halfway through the test right in front of the one judge's stand. They stop. And they reverse direction. I have never seen that little
turn on the haunches
thing so abrupt the way they did it there.
You enjoyed dressage. Admit it. So Barb is sitting in 31st. She is tied in for 31st with a couple other guys.
She's in the middle with that.
She's right in the middle out of 57. So
when's she ride today at the cross country?
She goes off at like 2:30, I think. She's one of the last ones.
By the way,
to
if
go.
You guys want to, if you're at home listening, by the way, welcome everybody who's at home listening, and welcome everybody who here is at the park here listening on their phone. We know there's a few of them. If you're watching it or if you're listening at home, you can watch the cross-country competition. I'm showing a little bit of it now on the big screen here. You can watch it at usef.org, at the United States Equestrian Federation. They'll have a link to it, and you can see the coverage, and you'll get great views because they'll show many of the jumps. You'll see more than we're seeing walking around.
Yeah. So what we do is we usually start at the first jump and walk the whole course, and then by the time Barb goes at like 226, we'll have decided where we want to watch and the best vantage point to watch her. And Ever Ready, got my Ever Ready hat on. So I think she was thinking, you know, the test was incredibly accurate, but she wanted a little more push. I mean, it's unfortunately she went after the horse that's sitting right now in like fourth place third place, Laughlin Glen, because oh my God, he's amazing. And then
yeah.
It was like, and she's on her homebred, just such a great story. She bred this horse. She still owns the mother of this horse, retired out in her pasture. So what a great story. I think she just wanted a little more flair out of him, you know, because that's kind of what you need at the 4-star level.
Well, lots of things change on cross country day. That whole top 10 lineup is going to change today. And, you know, going into stadium tomorrow, it is a chilly morning here in Lexington, rained overnight, and they're calling for thunderstorms this afternoon and maybe some nasty weather, but it looks like it probably will hold off till the last rider is gone.
I certainly hope so. That would be great. Now, it was absolutely gorgeous yesterday. We ended up going to Keeneland.
Oh, did you?
Went to my old stomping ground. Got to show my husband what a racetrack looks like. And what's funny is that now he thinks every track looks like Keeneland.
Yeah, no.
It is not true.
That is the exception to the rule.
It is just one of the most beautiful,
was it
serene
pieces.
It was packed. Now,
I mean, could you even find a seat? No.
We might have snuck into somebody's box.
I was going to say that's the only way you would have found a seat there.
And I would
you
like
can't
to,
even get up to the rail to watch. I mean,
I would like
so
to
packed.
Thank the owner of Adina Springs for allowing us to sit in his box yesterday. It was a wonderful time, and we made some friends that also had decided that we were all going to be grandsons and grandchildren of Mr. The owner of Adina Springs. So that's what we did yesterday.
I
don't
recommend it. You
have a
headache this morning, Jamie? Jamie texted me at 4:00 in the afternoon. I'm drunk already, and I'm losing money.
I lost.
You lost a lot of money.
I got so. I only had 2 beers, but it was Kentucky Ale, and oh my God, this stuff will punch you in the face. So I started out with, you know, my like $2 to win on number 7, and then the next race, as I had like a couple sips of beer, I was like, I'm gonna get crazy. I'm gonna pick 2 horses, the exacta. Then, by, like, beer number 2, I am flat-out betting superfectas. And I bet this huge superfecta. And, of course, I don't tell Chad what I'm doing because he'd just be like, what are you doing? Stop it. So I had bet this huge superfecta, and I was like, this is money. This is going to happen. I'm going to win, like, $10,000 after this race. The starting gates open. The jockey in my ginormous superfecta falls off. Like, the second the gates open, so it wasn't even...
Did the horse win the race?
The horse was actually wrangled by the outrider. So I was like, that's my luck. There you go. Yep. So, but my husband, I gotta let you know, Glenn, there's a reason that when you go to Vegas, everybody wins on their first time. Because then you're hooked and you want to go back to Vegas.
I think they know. They have first-time radar.
Yes. Yeah. I think they really do know. And I think that those horses at that track knew that my husband was here. Because now gambling is easy. Picking horses is easy. How dare I even say it's challenging? Because what does my husband do? He likes 3 horses. So I'm like, well, just bet a trifecta.
Did he win a trifecta?
He's like, what's a trifecta?
Did he win a trifecta?
Freaking won the trifecta!
Did you really?
First
did you box
bet.
It? Yeah, okay.
First bet ever. Boxes, 3
I hope it was better. I've won trifectas before, and I've won like $40.
Talk into the mic, babe. Come here.
Was it better than that?
Talk into the microphone.
Making him talk on the mic here.
And talk
so, Chad,
about...
how much did you win?
Well, I'd like to think that I actually put some money into it, but yeah, I didn't. I guess I got $35.
I know. See, I win trifectas that way. Other people win trifectas, and the long shots come in, and they win, you know, thousands of dollars. I win $35.
I
wait a whole lifetime
know.
For it.
Yeah, you got to throw money.
Yeah.
Make money.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's
the problem. I didn't even know what the heck I was. I had no idea what I was doing. Come on. Let's be honest.
I don't. I pick names.
He's like, do you want to box it? I have no idea what you're talking about. Sure. Sounds good. I won? Sweet. All right.
Buy 2 more beers.
A lot of numbers on the board. What'd I win?
$35, you might be able to buy 3 at Keeneland.
Well, his $35 was, then I proceeded to reach my hand out and take that out of his hand and then bet it on my superfecta, which did not go over very well at all. And, but I was very proud of you, baby. Good job. Bringing money home for the family.
Didn't bring it home. Glenn's right. It paid for 1 round of beer.
Hey, before we get to our first guest, why don't we take a break? We're going to take a little bit of a break here for one of our sponsors, Bit of Britain. And Jennifer, if you could cover that end of things, seeing we're a little handicapped here this morning. So we're going to take a break right now for Bit of Britain. It's at the top, Jennifer, the very, very top, I think. Oh, she's trying to... The sound file list for this show is about a mile long. Oh, she can't find it. All right. We won't take a break right now. We'll go to our guest, and then while she's looking for that, we'll come back to the Bit of Britain ad.
Well, I would like to welcome a very familiar voice to our show right now, and it's so fun to have talked to somebody for several months and not even know what they look like, and now I know. Now I can picture Michelle from thehorse.com.
I'm
hey,
here.
Michelle.
Hello. I could even reach over and touch you if I wanted to.
I know. High five. Fantastic. How are you enjoying Rolex?
I am enjoying it. This is my first time here. I've never been. Always have wanted to, so I'm having a good time. I also got out to Keeneland yesterday. We were probably there at the same time.
Did you try?
I had a first and a second come in on a trifecta.
Oh, well, then that means you did not hit the
no.
tray.
No.
Did
but
your jockey fall off?
No. No, the jockey stayed. But, you know, I saw a lot of horses that I thought would make cute little children's hunters, a couple of dressage horses in there. So
where's my program? I actually found my next event horse.
Oh, did you?
And I bet him. See, and I said to the lady on the window, I was like, I really hope this horse comes in dead last because then he'll be done with racing. And he came in, like, second to last. So, again, I lost money, but I was so excited that he didn't win because he's my next event horse. And I actually tried to find him in the barn afterwards. I snuck into the barns. I was in Mr. Parrish's, you know, box. everything. But I'm so when you look at those horses mm-hmm. and you say, oh, my God, that is going to be the cutest little dressage pony,
mm-hmm.
don't bet it.
Yeah, no. No,
probably,
you know, you were talking about how beautiful Keeneland is, and I'm from Oregon, and we have a little fair meet that they do, and we have the Rodeo Queen leads the post, and horses get loose and gallop around the track, and then they go and start the race. So it's very, very different back in Oregon.
What southern town do you live in?
Nope, up there in the Northwest. So, yeah, very, very different, very beautiful, great experience to be here. To get Rolex and Keeneland. This place is horse central. It's just
amazing. It's wild. For those listeners that have never been here, I mean, my God, you got to plan a vacation. We got to go up to the Hall of Champions after cross country so I can show my husband's cigar,
mm-hmm.
you know, just go see all these famous horses around here. It's a great place to come tour. Rolex is just the perfect weekend to make your way down to Lexington. So what did you think about dressage yesterday?
So, well, I'm a dressage rider, and I was busy working yesterday, but I did get to see about four tests, about as many as Glenn did. I did see Allison's test. It was beautiful.
Oh.
What a way to finish my afternoon here yesterday before I headed over to Keeneland. So really, really beautiful. Yeah, but, you know, you're talking about watching dressage as a horse husband. My husband is a dressage horse husband. So
what does that mean?
I'm a dressage rider, and he has to go to these things.
God bless that man.
Many, many weekends out of the year.
Mine's not that bad.
Thank God I didn't marry just a dressage rider.
And the inventing, I'm thinking of my poor father, who's also a dressage dad, and I think that cross country is the only thing that he thinks a English saddle is good for.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
That and hunting, probably.
Well, I got to tell you, too, because we normally talk to Michelle about health matters
mm-hmm.
because she's from thehorse.com. This morning, as I was leaving the hotel, I don't know if they were still there, parked at the Denny's, which is right down from our hotel. By the way, thank you to the Clarion Hotel for providing our accommodations. Got that in. And the showers have water pressure.
Carry on with yourself.
Anyway.
ADD man, carry on.
There were like 12 ambulances lined up at the Denny's, and I knew where they were going today because one of the things that is...
What, are they getting the people at Denny's that are having heart attacks?
No, they were eating their breakfast this morning before they come out to the horse park because there'll be ambulances all over this park today. The medical for both the riders and the horses is incredible on cross country day. There are more vets in this park than probably in anyone, probably next to the convention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we do have some videos on thehorse.com that we posted. You can get to them through Facebook or going straight to thehorse.com. Two featured videos with Dr. Chris Newton from Rood & Riddle, and he's talking about the veterinarian's role here on course at Rolex. And then also,
he's an inventor, too.
He is. And I don't know how many years he's been doing this, but it's been a long time that he's been here at Rolex. And then he's also we talked to him about the recovery box. And I'm not an eventer. You know, I'm a dressage gal who does a little Western on the side. So that was really interesting to me, hearing about what's going on in that recovery box.
Tell people what the recovery box is.
Well, Michelle's got the video.
Oh, okay.
Tell them. they do a, just to make sure that the horses are basically okay to go back to the barn, temperature,
this
heart
is after
rate,
the cross-country ride,
everything
right.
that they need to know to get the horses back to shape. And they also do kind of... throughout the entire event, they will award a horse at the end of the entire event with the best conditioned award. So what all this also does is not only make sure the horses are sound and healthy and not in distress, they also keep all these times and they go, okay, this horse was the fittest. Like, this horse was recovered in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So they ice them down. They really work hard to make sure that the horses are okay. There used to be a 10-minute box when there was a long format, which was the 10-minute box that they had to go in before they even went on cross country, and then the recovery box at the end. So, you know,
it's fun to watch to go to the end of the track, because seeing them come in, it's an amazing sight. They're coming flying in there. They hop off their horses immediately. Their crew is right there. They're like bumblebees at a nest. They're surrounding the horse. They're washing the horses down. The vets come over. They do all of that happens, and it happens fast. And it's an amazing sight to watch at the end of the track.
So since this is my first Rolex cross country day, where should I go? What should I watch? What do I not need?
I have a system.
Mm-hmm. And I say that by first ride, which is going to be actually this morning, it's Buck Davidson, and he is heading out on Absolute Liberty at 10:04. So I would say by 10 o'clock, be standing at fence one. Mm-hmm. And it's fun because you get to watch them all warm up. And you sit at fence one, and you watch one or two warm up, and then you watch them in the start box. And that there's nothing like the start box at any event, much less than one that these horses are primed and geared up and ready to go. And they're standing in the start box, and you know you get that god awful 10-second countdown when you're an eventer, and you're standing in the start box, and you're trying to get your horse to not bolt and run away on cross country. They're like 10, 9, 8, and then they count all the way down. Have a nice ride, and then boom. They're out, and it's just so fun to watch. Well, there's like some antics that happen with horses that are rearing and spinning and just ready, because they know their job and they want to go. Then there's other ones that, you know, they don't take them in the start box till 1 second beforehand because they're crazy, or you try not to let them get nappy in the start box. It's just exciting. So start at fence one in the start box and work your way through the whole entire course. And then you'll be done, if you kind of stick one or two at each one, you'll be done by about three quarters of the way through, and then you can pick which jump you want to go to.
Awesome.
That's what we're going to do. You can join us.
Cool. I'll come hang out.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm really looking forward to it. I've heard that it's just absolutely amazing to be next to those jumps and see those horses and how athletic they are. And you're talking about their fitness, watching them as a dressage rider, watching these super fit horses do the dressage test is just really amazing, because it's such a different look and feel than we have, you know, at the dressage shows with our kind of less than skinny horses.
Well, and
doing
some
the dressage.
Horses, yeah, no kidding. But it's abdominal muscles.
Yes.
That's what
yeah,
you're,
no,
that's what
super fit. Yeah, right.
Have you not heard that before? That big belly that they have—it's abdominal
it
muscles
is. It
because
is.
Of the dressage is so hard.
That
so,
is.
if you try to watch some of these event horses kind of get packaged together, a lot of times it does not go so well. And I hate to call somebody out, but I watched one of the most excruciating rides yesterday—a horse named Sal Dolly and Beth Perkins. I just felt so sorry for her. I mean, there was probably 8 or 9 that the horses just could not handle the arena. And this horse, like when you were talking about the turn on the haunches, it was a rear and a spin, and then they're supposed to walk
that's
off.
Exciting. That's
and
much
it
more
was,
exciting
than it was a canter in place, and then, you know, it was like when she was trying to do the extended trot, it was like a pee off. You know, like, I mean, it was beautiful, but unintentional.
Yeah.
Unfortunate and unintentional. And Chad and I were walking around, and I was like, oh, that rider's not having a good ride. He's like, how do you know that? I'm like, it's not supposed to be rearing right now.
That's not in the test.
One of the things I love about Rolex, too, and the big scoreboard that's up there, is that you can see the judges' score as the test is going along. And that adds a whole new dimension to it, because you can kind of appreciate, if you don't know much, what's good and what's bad by relating the two.
I don't know. I can't tell the scores. They're all backwards and jumbled and...
Yeah,
I
find it confusing. From, yeah, because they turn them around at the end or something.
Yeah.
And yeah,
yeah
so they're like a 38 is a good score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then this is FEI scoring, so it's even different than the regular horse trials. So I just wait till they say, no, he's currently in first place. And I'm like, whoa, that's
perfect.
Good.
That's what you need to know. That's what you need to know.
So that's it. And so tomorrow... Are you in a working capacity here, Michelle?
Yeah, I am working. My boss is standing right over there. She just showed up. There's Stephanie.
Oh, bless your heart.
Our editor in chief.
Hey, Stephanie. Good to meet you.
No, we can't hear you when you're talking over there. It's all microphones.
So yeah, she's a veteran out here, so she'll show me around a little bit too. But yeah, I'm working. So this is what I do for my job.
Sucks. The work mm-hmm. sucks. I'm telling you, I'm doing the same thing. Aside from having to get up at whopping 7:30 here.
Yeah, you got to sleep in.
East Coast time is awesome for this show.
Have you adjusted yet?
East Coast time is hard.
No, we haven't adjusted yet because I was up till 1. You know, I was like, just, I don't stay up that late at home. The equivalent of like 9 o'clock I'm in bed at home.
Yeah.
But here it's like, you know,
the, crash.
The Kentucky energy. Oh, yeah. This cross-country day is exhausting.
Yeah. You'll walk 10 miles today.
Good.
Lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, which means I get to try some frozen custard, which I've never had. We don't have that in Oregon either. So.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm going to eat that and walk it.
There's a lot of frozen things in Oregon. Custard isn't one of them?
No.
Oh.
Well, we had a big dinner last night at Ramsey's. Had to go have the veggie hot brown at Ramsey's and went with about 10, 12 people. I invited Glenn over here, but he was asleep by 8:30.
So I was tired.
Yeah.
I got in late night before.
Yeah, and Glenn said I needed a hot brown, so I had a hot brown.
Did you have a hot brown?
I had one at Keeneland and the clubhouse.
Oh, your cholesterol level is way up today.
Yep.
We got to walk. Let's just get going now.
Back on those local Oregon
greens. Were you ever
had
a hot brown again?
Yeah, it was good. But
where'd you go? Did you go to Ramsey's?
No, I was at the Keeneland clubhouse.
Okay.
So, yeah, I had it up there. But,
Keeneland clubhouse. We should work for
the
horse.
Like I said, I have a really, it's a
we
tough job.
We didn't get invited
it's
to the Keeneland clubhouse.
What
was
that? I know. But, you know,
we'll never have them back on the show again.
But Ramsey's, I have to tell you, you look at the menu and you pick your meats and your vegetables, and the macaroni and cheese is on the vegetable menu, and that just cracks me up.
Yes. It's funny you mention that because my husband decided, you know, because we eat healthy. I'm a vegetarian. We cook very healthy. We have lots of vegetables. And so he got his dinner last night.
Just smirked over there. He eats healthy when you're around.
Yeah.
When he's at the base, he's eating Burger King with the rest
he's
of
not
them.
Even, he can't even lie to me. I was sitting right next to him, and the man for his veggies, okay, he gets the meat. It was like fried chicken and then or fried pork, catfish. Fried catfish comes out with mashed potatoes and gravy, and his two veggies were creamed corn and mac and cheese.
There's a dinner. That's Southern cooking right there. Catfish, mac and cheese, creamed corn. You did have Southern.
Yeah. I was like, nice starch plate, honey. Would you like just me to pour the grease down your throat? Maybe
you should
happy.
Just call and order a new flight suit now for the, before you get home with the way you have the elastic in the middle.
Oh, my God. If you could have elastic waist flight suit, that'd be awesome. You would get crushed at work. You would just get crushed. So, I think we're doing an Italian dinner tonight. And, the food here, you just don't lose weight.
No,
just
but
don't
walking around today will accomplish that.
Yeah,
so.
That will.
Thank you so much for joining
for
us this morning.
So
we appreciate you being here.
You
we enjoy having you guys every week.
Thank you.
On Wednesdays at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. Eastern.
Yep. And Dr. Jones, she's here somewhere. I have to
she
go track
better
her down.
Stop
she's
by.
Avoiding
yeah.
us.
She is avoiding us.
She is.
What
well,
is
Michelle
wrong
from
her?
thehorse.com, thank you so much.
Thank
enjoy
you,
your time. Come walk cross country with us.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye, Stephanie.
She's so...
I like your badge. She has money in her badge. Everybody else has a card. She has money.
So, Glenn, it is currently 9:27. Do you know what that means? That means in, like, about half an hour I'm out of here. So let's keep this going.
All right. Jennifer, let's, now that she found the commercials, let's take our first ad break for Bit of Britain.
Molly here from Bit of Britain, and I would like to tell you about our first ever Chase the Challenge Kentucky edition. Literally, chase the clues around the trade fair, Rolls, Kentucky this year in order to be entered to win over $1,000 worth of prizes. Pick up your daily entry in the Bit of Britain tent and chase the clues around in order to be entered to win this huge prize. You've got three ways to play. Use your smartphone at the Bit of Britain tent to scan the day's QR code in order to access the entry form online. Or plug in your answers at one of our entry kiosks in the Bit of Britain tent. Lastly, pick up one of the limited number of paper entries and drop it back at the Bit of Britain tent. Here is your very first clue. You will find the answers within our participating sponsors' booths. Some of those sponsors include Horse Radio Network, Charles Owen, Farnham, Neutrina, The Chronicle of the Horse, None Finer, Horseware Ireland, Tread Step, Hit Air, and Myler Bits. So don't miss out, and we'll see you at Rolex this year.
All Well, we're back here. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn, and I'm here with my partner, Janie, in person, which doesn't happen too often, about once a year.
That's all I can take.
And we're here at the Rolex Kentucky three-day event at the Kentucky Horse Park in beautiful Lexington, Kentucky, where it is going to be what I would consider probably a perfect day for the horses out in cross country today. The weather's a little overcast. It's not too hot. It's chilly. They're probably fired up and ready to go. So why don't you introduce our next guest? You want me to?
Sure. I can do it. We've got the Fleece Works folks here. We got Judy, and then we've also got a Fleece Works sponsored rider, Tamara Smith. Tamara, I actually have seen ride about 1,000 times because she goes to all the horse trials on the West Coast. She's a California girl. And friends with my coach, Barb Crable.
Area 6.
Welcome. Hello, everybody.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for having us.
Just come up right up next to the mic there and so they can hear you. Is it awesome having you guys on? Now, I know that you have something that we have got to tell everybody about the fleece.
Yes. We have a brand new line. It's the Therawool, and it's pure wool.
By the way, let me interrupt, because she's so excited that she stopped me walking the course in at Galway Downs to tell me about this new line.
So it's taken us about a year to develop it. It's where we shear the fleece off the sheep, and we've woven it onto a cotton poly background. The thing about it, it's so different, is it dries a little bit quicker. It's a little bit easier to maintain. And it's for the customer. Some people actually didn't want to deal with the maintenance that was required for sheepskin. And this is much, much easier to deal with. The problem with wool is you have to be really careful. It's why it's taken us a year. If you don't have the right density, the right length, the right millimeters, it's going to felt up and get hard.
So I should put it in the washer and the dryer on hot.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But you can actually...
I just cringed even hearing him say that.
But the wool's hardier. Because the sheepskin's on a hide, you have to be a little bit more careful with it. The wool you can throw in the washing machine. It's
happier sheep, too.
That's exactly. Uh-huh. It's more of a sustainable fabric. Sheepskin's more of a live fiber, and this is more sustainable. It's hydrophilic. It still absorbs 30% of its weight in water. It's thermal balancing. It pulls the heat off your horse's back. Really what sheepskin and wool do is as the horses perspire and they give off heat, which is the way they cool, we take that and park it in the wool so that it's not next to their back. But it's really exciting. This is the first place that we've had it. It literally just landed 2 weeks ago, and it's been selling really, really well. Tammy did a lot of the test riding for us in the wool.
So tell us your experience with it.
It's beautiful. You would think that it looked, you know, it would look different, or I mean, definitely you can feel that it's different, but it's a beautiful product, and I think it's really going to take off. I competed in it just this last weekend at Twin Rivers and did the Young Event Horse. And the pictures are beautiful. It looks quality.
Does it provide the protection for the back that you would expect from?
Yeah, it actually, I mean, of course I love the Fleece Works products and wouldn't put my horses in anything other than that.
Or name your horses after anything else.
Right. But the product is you know, hands down the best out there. And you really feel the difference when you put your saddles, you know, on the pads. It's fantastic.
Okay.
Well, that's great. And now, what would you say is the advantage over a regular saddle pad that, you know, you see so many of the riders out here using to using the fleece and the Fleece Works products?
Well, you know, like Judy was talking about, that it pulls the heat out and parts it. I mean, I was not educated enough, you know, even though I'd ridden at the top level. Like, I wasn't educated enough until I met her and realized what heat does to the muscles. And, you know, you have to be able to get rid of that heat. And, you know, like, it does exactly that. So you're trying to build your horse's back muscles, and this product allows you to be able to do that.
To breathability through there.
Absolutely.
Well, we've got another guest here, actually, another one of the Fleece Works sponsored riders, Danny Warrington. I love that you represent so well on the West Coast. But Danny's actually, you live in Fair Hill, right?
Fair Hill, Maryland, and we're in Texas in the wintertime, yeah.
That sucks. Well, Fair Hill, you know, winter in Texas, terrible. So tell us about your experience with the Fleece Works product.
We love the way they look on the horses. I mean, I have a really big black horse. It's gorgeous, and the white pads show up.
Tell everybody his name.
Will Smith.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's big, black, and beautiful.
Just like Will Smith.
And he came from, the funny thing is he came from Germany with that name. So
no way.
Yeah, it's on his German passport, Will Smith. And
is that right?
Spelled. Yeah, and they don't pronounce it Will Smith either.
The movie must have been big over there.
Yeah, it must have been a huge hit.
Thank God he wasn't named after the other German actor. What's his name? The little guy that everybody loves, the cheesy actor from... Why can I not remember his name?
I'll tell you.
The one that was eating hamburgers drunk on the floor with his daughter there? Somebody help me. David Hasselhoff.
That only took him down.
Dodgeball.
Sorry for having to go around.
See, now,
like
when
that.
I think of David Hasselhoff, so I'm not thinking of dodgeball. I'm thinking of the beach with pretty girls.
Yeah.
Knight Rider. Thank you. Okay. So you got Will Smith, so it works for him, huh?
He looks so good in him. And I know you guys, as I walked up here late, as usual, y'all were talking about the heat transference and all that, which is great, but... And since you've already talked about, they are just stunning pads. And they accent the horses so well, and they fit the saddles so well.
I just love this, by the way.
So
I just love that we had the female rider who's talking about how technical it is and how cool, and we have the male rider come up and say, it's pretty.
It is. Gorgeous. I mean, I'm not a good-looking guy, so, you know, I got to make my horses look good.
All the help you can get, right?
Yeah, exactly. I want to go in there and impress that judge the best I can.
The guy's hideous, but the pad is sharp.
Exactly.
Now, you guys are advanced riders. I want to get your take on the cross-country course today. What do you think and what do you expect? Are you surprised Arthur is in the lead? Probably not. And then, how's the top 10 looking?
I really hope that Allison has a great day today. She's worked really hard, and that horse has been, you know, inconsistent for her. So I'm really rooting for her to...
Would you be brave
around.
Enough? I will be. I'll be brave enough to say three's a charm, right? Third
right.
time lucky.
That's right.
Yeah, she's had a couple of bad goes, a couple of unlucky things. You know, a couple of years ago, the horse spooked in the show jumping.
Yeah.
Last year, he made a bad decision at the second last. Just got unlucky there. And then this year, you know, maybe in the lead again. Here we go. So.
I got to give her credit, though. She has stuck with this horse.
Yeah.
I mean, the horse is unbelievable
horse
dressage.
I know,
but that's still only one of three phases for this competition. And she's had such a tough time. She could have very easily said, okay, I'm moving on.
Well, she's had a lot of people, you know, I think, kind of give her a rough go with it. You know, like, what are you doing? And why do you keep going? And so I'm really rooting for her.
She has really segmented her training too, with specific coaches for each of the days, and she really has worked at that. You know, show jumping especially.
Well, I think the dressage is proof for itself,
right.
And it's just those little unlucky things where he has a little spook at something. And if you watched real closely yesterday, he was trying desperately to spook in that dressage test. I mean, you could see him across the counter, canter, like he just wanted to find one reason to ruin the day. And Allison did a really good job to keep him together. So
what are you guys expecting on course today? Pretty close top. I think the top 12 are really close.
Well, what'd you think of the track? Is it?
I think the track is, you know, it's a power and speed. That's my first impression. You know, you have to be able to know your horse well enough. You have to come out of the box with good power. The fences are big, and you've got to not use them up. And I think if you can be smooth and even all throughout, then I think that the course looks like, you know, Derek's very deceiving, and that when you...
He's the course designer,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, he is the course designer, and his courses are very deceiving because you walk it, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is doable, and then... It starts to ride, and you know, it kind of plays what his mind, you know, definitely he doesn't think like the rest of the world.
Well, I got to tell you, I think he was saving money. They cut his budget this year because I have never seen so many skinnies. There are skinnies everywhere. What we're talking about skinnies is a narrow jump that, you know, years ago, 25 years ago, there wasn't no such thing as a skinny.
Right.
Every jump was 10, 12 foot wide. Now you
both
have these
directions.
Both directions. Yeah, exactly. Now, you know, the skinnies, how wide can they get down to? What's the least that
four
they
feet.
Can be?
Yeah.
Four-foot
jumpable phase.
Oh.
Which they sometimes looks like one, and I don't know exactly how
well,
they do
he
that,
puts
but sometimes
them coming,
you're like, I don't really think we can fit through there.
He puts them coming out of these combinations that are tough anyway, and then you got to do the skinny out, and you're hoping you get your horse tucked. Oh,
and I love Derek's design because just like Tamara was saying, you know, he designs in such a way that the fence is just there. Not here in front of you. It's just there.
Off to the
just
side a little bit.
To,
yeah.
Like, if you're just not exactly 150% on the line,
you're
going by. Which is great because we end up with a lot more 20 penalties.
Well, and that's what makes it a four-star.
Yeah. Well, with 20 penalties without so many falls.
Right.
You know, falls of riders, falls of horses. So it's a much safer type design for a course, for a horse, than sort of that big old school, you know, trip them up kind of thing. This is a 20 penalty kind of course.
Well, and I heard some of the riders talking about the fact that he used the whole alphabet in some of these combinations too. Normally it would just be an A B. Now it's A B C D E all the way to Z in some of these things. You know.
Yeah, and I know Barb was saying too that when you're talking about the course, Danny, there's no room for, like she said, getting shook loose at all. If you get shook loose out of the tack, you're kind of toast. You're going to have a hard time getting back.
If you drop your eye on a landing, like if you drop your eye going down a bank or down into a thing, or you get a little bit shifted in your head, your eye drops off the B or C element at all, you're not going by. You know, unless you got a really, really honest horse.
I think you're going to really see some really good riding, and then you're going to see some inexperienced riding, because the related distance are definitely riding related distances. You have to make a decision, and you know, that's the difference between riding around.
No room,
you know,
for error.
Well, for the people watching at home, are watching on the USEF network, and they're going to see a lot more than we are walking around the course today. What jumps should they really watch? What are the ones that are going to stand out? The Sunken Road, I heard people still talking about.
Yeah, I think the Sunken Road, because that exactly. It's you have to be able to ride boldly in, so that they jump off the bank and get across there. It's a long one. You know, I mean, so a horse that doesn't have maybe a big stride, I think that's probably the first place where you're going to probably see horses kind of taking a breath a bit. And the coffin, as you know, it's historic, but that the coffin's going to be.
Yeah, the coffin is always the way, isn't it? I mean, you're always going to get a couple of glance offs at the coffin. You're always going to have some trouble there. The water, to me, like last year, I thought the water was a lot harder. That angled brush into the water was one of the toughest things I've ever seen. Like, I thought that was insane. So,
how's it look this year? I didn't get to see the head of the lake yet this year.
The head of the lake, I thought
it doesn't
was...
look. It's not. It's a nice ride. Like, it should ride well. It's a nice bank up out over the brush.
It should ride well.
It's a big. It's a big impression. And be standing on the sidelines.
Yeah, yeah. You got to ride well for them.
Why didn't you do that better? That should be easy.
Right. It's so easy to do that, isn't it? I think the rails, the second, you know, you jump a roll top in, which I think is really good, but then coming up and around those hanging rails or whatever they are, it's pretty vertical. Like, that's going to maybe
very vertical
get a cycle
on the top of that
or,
bend and, and that, yeah. And with it being real instead of the foam that they had the years before.
Right.
I think, and
that's
very
it's not
airy.
A foam.
It's not a foam log there coming in.
No
so,
kidding.
Well, I think it's better. I mean, you know, that sort of the year that they had the foam there didn't the foam didn't really work out quite the way they thought it was going to, and it got weakened and it did break in the end, and the horse that broke it didn't really hit it that hard and that kind of stuff. So it sort of reopened that debate.
Yeah.
Kind of tied the thing up too as they were replacing it and all
right,
of that.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's already, you know, you're trying to keep people interested and keep horses running.
And that might have been the year we all got kicked out because of the tornado warnings then at the end.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, we just got it in anyway. Well, thank you so much, guys, for stopping by. We really appreciate you coming by. What's the website, Judy?
Fleeceworks.com.
Fleeceworks.com.
And be sure and stop by. We're in two places here. We're up with Bit of Britain in the sponsor row, and we're down here in the vendor fair with Tack Trunk. We've got lots of stuff, free gifts, and check our Facebook site because we started a contest with the new Therawool.
Now, also, just we never got to finish the new wool discussion, but the price point on this
is very different,
and
it's about almost 35% less.
It's affordable for anybody.
It's the first $4,000 sheepskin pad ever.
It's done is it's given customers the Fleeceworks design, the Fleeceworks quality at a different price point with a different raw material. And people can look for the blue tags. We've done the wool in the blue tags and the sheepskin or the red.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks, you guys. And see you at maybe Galway in a couple weeks.
Absolutely.
Camino, maybe. We'll see you. And Danny, thank you so much for coming over and joining
us. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
You stop by Fleeceworks.com.
Yes.
Thanks, Judy. Well, Jennifer, we're going to take a break here for a commercial, and then we have a product that we talked about when we saw it a couple weeks ago, and we saw it here at the show, And we had to have the inventor of it on because it will make your horse into Superman, basically, is what it comes down to.
I want
to
point out that this is a photo that was sent to me, and my one of my students sent me this photo and said, we would love to sell tickets to have you put this on your horse. We'd love to sell tickets to watch this whole thing happen. And we've got the creators and the inventors.
Let's take a quick break first, and then we'll be right back with that.
Now that spring is here and the flush of rich pastures encourages voracious grazing, it's a good time to review your horse's diet. Kentucky Performance Products offers a range of supplements for your horse, including Microphase, which is designed to balance your horse's diet and ensure he gets all the nutrients he needs to stay healthy. Unfortified grains often lack certain vitamins and minerals. Horses and ponies on low-grain diets may not eat enough of a fortified feed to fulfill their vitamin and mineral needs. Adding Microphase to the diet ensures that you're providing the correct amounts of vitamins and trace minerals to their diet. All this without adding unwanted calories, too. You can find out more about Microphase and all of Kentucky Performance Products' nutritional supplements by visiting kppusa.com or calling 1-800-772-1988. And be sure to join KPP's Facebook fan page to interact with their experts.
All right, we are back here at the Kentucky three-day event at the Kentucky Horse Park. I'm here with Jamie live. We're sitting right beside each other, and we're getting ready for cross country to start today. They start at 10 o'clock. Buck Davidson is the first up riding today. Well, we had seen a press release a little while back, and it was for these things that look like, I don't know, they look like whole body suits for horses. Kind of thought it looked like Superman for horses without the cape. Kind of wondering why it doesn't have the cape, actually. We found the inventor here who came all the way from Australia, right, Matt?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Matt Spice.
Sydney, Australia.
And what's the name of the company?
Under Armour. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Down Under
Armour. The lawsuit is coming.
It's Hides for Animals. So we have a company in Australia called Skins, similar to Under Armour. You know, it's a human compression brand. So we called ours Hides, in place of an animal hide.
All right, what is a compression suit?
It actually uses graduated compression technology. It actually forces blood back out of the extremities, back into circulation. So with horses, the heart pumps blood down the limbs, but the limbs don't return it. So we're forcing it back out of the limbs and back in the and giving it a good circulation.
Is this similar to what the technology used in your plane, actually, Chad, to get the blood back to the, you know?
His G-suit.
Yeah. So as horses don't take many G's when they're flying around.
Says you.
except for Jamie.
I've been the victim of many G's, my friend.
So the suit is the whole body, but the compression part is the legs and the extremities.
Oh, no, that's where we started. That's where we have the most pressure, down at the extremities. So down, you know, around the fetlock, and we're forcing it back up through the forearms or the gascon. So,
But they don't put it on till after.
No, you can put it on before. And it activates the muscles, you know, and gets the oxygen availability into the muscle and just warms up the muscle, you know. And also, when they're traveling, just holds the muscles tight to the frame of the body. It's like the NFL players when they actually run in them. And it just stops all the muscle wobble or muscle vibration, which causes little microscopic tears in the fibre of the muscle. Then you have an enzyme that breaks into the muscle called CK, crinian carcate. That actually causes stiffness. Basically, so it breaks down the muscle. So we actually wrap the muscle, hold it tight to the frame of the horse, and it's like a massage while they're traveling, basically. It just stops all the vibration, or reduces the vibration, we'll say.
But they don't wear it when they're competing. Let's clarify that.
Not yet.
No. Not yet?
So,
okay.
So we're looking at, if I was just going to kind of paint a picture for listeners, it's almost like a wetsuit for horses. And I don't mean to insult you. I'm trying to let people know because they don't have the picture in front of them.
Different
basically,
fabric.
At the base of the neck, all the way down. To the feet,
yeah.
to the hooves. Yeah. A suit that they wear. And so, when do you recommend that the horses wear this?
Well, we've just identified. A lot of people have over the years, but horses are actually athletes. So we've just brought the technology that's been used in human medicine for a long, long time to the animal athlete. We're trying to look after them and give them the same benefits that humans actually receive. So
wear them during travel.
We would say use them during travel, before competition,
uh-huh.
immediately after competition, and leave them on for quite a few hours. After competition, it just flushes out the lactic acid. It's like when you go for a run or a ride, and the next day you wake up with really sore legs, muscle soreness. But that's actually the lactic acid. So we flush that out, and we just reduce that.
Well, I got to ask you, though. All right, Jamie can't even put the girth on her horse without it passing out in the cross ties. How the heck are you going to put this thing on a horse?
It's quite difficult. No, it's not. It takes about 4 hours.
Then you leave it on for an hour, and it takes another three to take it off.
Exactly.
There's a whole day.
Yeah, my horse isn't like being curry combed or tacked up or
yeah.
anything like that. He probably, loves something like this. Actually.
It actually settles the animals down.
Really?
In the 4 years.
But literally, how do you just have a big zipper in the top? How do you get it on?
Yeah, there's five zippers. It takes about 1:30 to put on. So you just throw it over like a normal saddle.
Like a blanket?
Yeah, just like a normal blanket. Like a rug. And you just zip it down the front legs. Start at the front, and then do the back legs at the end.
So you don't have to get them to step into it and then pull it up.
Yeah,
not
like Spanx, huh?
No, that's what I was thinking actually. I was going, how do you get these Spanx on this horse?
I've only just heard about Spanx, so it's quite funny.
Trust me, you've been the victim of Spanx.
Oh,
sure.
I bet you've gotten every joke in the world with this thing.
That's great.
You poor guy.
Really good. Yeah, that's. They look like crazy X-Men. So.
Now, do you have some riders over here that are using it now?
Yeah, we've got Philip Dutton.
Yeah?
And Boy
Never
Martin.
Heard of him. Never heard of him.
I haven't heard of them. I haven't heard of those guys either, but apparently they're all right. So we threw some suits on their horses.
Uh-huh.
So they're using them. I've actually brought the first suits to America. Personally brought them out. There was a bit of excitement created a few weeks ago when a horse won $1 million race in Australia and was caught in the suit or seen in the suit. I just thought I'd bring it out.
How's the racing community taking it? Are they outlawed
is
it yet?
Is Black Caviar wearing these
Yeah,
hats?
Anyway.
Well, actually, it's the horse that always runs second to Black Caviar. He's actually, Black Caviar is a female. Yeah, so Haylist is, he's the number one male sprinter in the world. Black Caviar is a female, so she's the number one female.
And she just won, by the way, her 20th race yesterday. Australia goes crazy for this, don't they?
Yeah, so we'd love to put her in. So she'd look amazing in the salmon suit with the Black Caviar.
Oh, it comes in colors.
Yeah. We can, we can do the Star Spangled. We could do anything really on it. It's great. It's really
Haylist wears the suit.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's legal. Yeah. They haven't outlawed it for any reason.
Oh,
or
no.
Anything.
Well,
okay.
There's no reason to. We're not promoting that it's,
We're not injecting drugs. We're not doing any of that.
Yeah, it's not. It's not going to make him run faster.
We're actually just helping the body do what it does naturally. You're just enhancing that.
Enhancing it. Yeah, exactly right. So, it's quite good. It's quite fun. It's been a long time. We just haven't dreamt it up. It's taken us about 4 years to do it. So we've had some fun along the way.
Is there different sizes?
Yeah, there is. We do it half sizes. So we do a 14, 14.2, and we're just about to
by the horse's height.
Miniature horses and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you measure from the withers down to the
because
down to the
it's
ground.
So tight-fitting, you'd have to worry about that.
Fortunately, the fabric's really stretchable and durable. So.
We just need to put him in one, and he'll get over this hole.
I've got one here for him if you...
Put him in the cross ties.
That'd be an ugly
thing. Stand over there with
the rail. Yeah, the extra large.
Well, I think this is fantastic. Now, we've got Ron here, who is actually the American distributor. How did you get involved with all these Aussies?
We've had a relationship with the Australians for quite some time.
You
got to
get right next to that mic.
Whenever I saw this suit, I saw it actually on another photo on an email, and I said, oh my gosh, I just gotten back from Australia, and I said, I've got to go back and visit these people and get the distribution rights to this product. So the rest is kind of history, but we're just
Ron
really,
was
really
actually
excited
there.
To,
You
to
were there when
the
Haylist won, yeah,
was.
It was quite
so
funny.
We're very, very excited. Plan to launch the product in late June, and through a lot of select equine retailers, Dover Saddlery, Smart Pack, Jeffers Equine, some of these people. And people can go to outbackanimalhealth.com to see where to buy it.
Now, can I just ask how much these things cost?
It's $1 million question.
You can't afford it then. Not
exactly.
In your pay.
Exactly. No, everybody's going to want to know anyway. So, you know, obviously.
Yeah, no, it's a good question.
There's no price that is great enough for the health of my horse. Let me
exactly
just start
that
by saying that. And my husband's right here with a credit card.
Write that
so
down.
It's all good.
We love it.
There's a quote for you.
I can answer that. The MSRP for the product is going to be $549.
That's all?
Yeah,
I was really expecting it to be $2,000.
Yeah.
Weren't you?
Yeah, I was too.
I really was. I'm not just saying that. I really was
Raise
expecting it to be a couple
hey,
thousand
right
dollars. God, obviously you're not charging enough.
Yeah, well, look, it's not a...
Now, is that Aussie price, which is really $80,000 ours?
It's going to be a harmonized price.
Yeah.
Around the world.
So... it's actually not just a rug. It serves a therapeutic
right
purpose. So it's wicking fabric. So it's a functional fabric.
Antibacterial.
Yeah,
how hot do they get in it?
Well, it's UV plus 50. They don't get hot at all. Actually, when you can.
Because we live in Florida, okay, so it's hot, you know.
Yeah, no, look.
She lives in Arizona where it's really hot.
Yeah, look, keep it on. You can keep it on all day out in the sun. It
really
does not increase the temperature of the horse. It actually improves the circulation, so that maintains body temperature. So if your horse is too hot, it'll keep your horse cool. It'll cool you down your horse.
Keep the flies off him, too. I mean, geez.
Yeah, it's a super-duper fly cheat.
Yeah. And I keep them clean. All those things I didn't think about when I was designing it.
Yeah.
There's all these little side benefits, I guess. But the main purpose was to look after the horse, keep him safe, keep him, just promote circulation. You know? It's fun.
I think it's a great product.
Thank you guys again. We appreciate you being here. It's outbackanimalhealth.com is where you can find it. Matt, welcome to the United States. A little sooner than you were predicting, but that's a good thing.
Yeah. No, that's a good thing. It's a really good thing. So, yeah, happy to be here.
Can we get our logo put right on the side
you
there?
You definitely can. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
Don't put it on mine.
No. You actually got a good logo. It's quite a good logo you got.
Well, thank you guys. We appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah,
you're
great.
Welcome.
We'll come by the booth. We're gonna strap Glenn up in one and see how he feels about it.
We'll get him on telly later on, hey? Huh? NBC will get him.
Bye, guys.
Great job, you guys. Thank you. Good luck with everything.
Well, we're going to take another commercial break, and we're going to be back here to wrap things up so Jamie can take her walk around the park today. So we'll be right back.
Australian Olympic event riders Clayton and Lucinda Fredericks have used their world-class experience when designing their range of saddlery. Southern Star's saddlery is designed by riders for riders and has proven results at all levels of competition. Their attention to detail and extensive product testing ensures its range is of the highest quality. Southern Star's saddlery is a family business built on the love of the sport and a passion for performance. Visit Southern Star's saddlery at Rolex on stand 132 for show specials and package deals, or view the full range online at southernstarsaddlery.com.
And we are back here live at the Kentucky Horse Park. We're wrapping up our show today, Horses in the Morning. And I'll tell you what, it's been fun. We've had a lot of great guests. We've talked a little cross-country today, but we're all ready to hit the backside of the Kentucky Horse Park, all 1,200 acres of it.
I hear Nigel calling my name. He's saying, Jamie, get out onto the course. We need you out there right now. We've got to go.
We'll be back tomorrow morning again at 9 a.m. Eastern here at the Kentucky Horse Park. Tomorrow morning's a little less wild because the jumping does not start till afternoon. So in the morning tomorrow, everybody will be shopping. That's what tomorrow's for.
Yeah, shopping, sleeping, working off their hangover. Now, we seriously, everybody that is here, that is listening, we thank you so much for that. And also want to wish everybody good luck. Hopefully when we're sitting here tomorrow, it's all good news. And everybody has a wonderful day.
Well, we're going to play a little Jared Rogerson out today. Enjoy a little riding wild ponies, which is what's going to be happening here at the Kentucky Horse Park the rest of the day.
Spay, neuter, and geld, people.
got my Cadillac packed. She's loaded and ready. Gonna take her down the road to the rodeo. And with a new tank of fuel and a cool Mountain Dew, I'm gonna do just what I wanna do. We'll be riding wild ponies and chasing pretty girls. Shooting for the title, the champion of the world. We'll just show up, take the money and run. Even if I don't win, well, I'll still have fun. Just riding wild ponies and chasing pretty girls. Just driving all around the world. Granddaddy said I need to find a girl and settle down. It's a secret to a happy life. Now I'm feeling pretty good. Man, he must have been right. I just found my one and only for the night. Well, Bucky's on the phone and darling's sent home. Me, I just travel wherever I may roam. I just show up, take the money and run. Sometimes I don't win, but I still have fun. Just riding wild ponies and chasing pretty girls. Driving all around the world. Another 500,000 miles around the world.